6.9.
What advice would you give to someone visiting London for the first time?
It's often said that London is a city of villages. For example, Hampstead, even Chelsea were all villages in the past. So take some time to get to know the village you're staying in before you start to explore the famous sites.
What's the one thing you would say someone visiting London should do or see?
Outdoors, walk up Parliament Hill. You get far and away the best view over the city. Indoors, the British Museum. When you see what the people of ancient times were capable of, it makes you feel humble about the achievements of our own age.
And what's the best place to have your photo taken?
I've always liked the classic view of the Houses of Parliament, either from Westminster Bridge or from the other side of the river.
What's your favourite landmark?
St Paul's Cathedral. Yeah. It is so hidden away that when you catch your first sight of it, it's always a thrill. You just turn a corner and suddenly there it is.
What's the best place to watch the sunset?
Well, the views from the bridges are always spectacular. I imagine the London Eye by Waterloo Bridge would be a good spot, but I'm ashamed to say I've never been on it. And on a summer evening, I like the roof garden of the Trafalgar Hotel just off Trafalgar Square. You can watch the city lights come on as the sun sets.
What's the best place to be at dawn?
In the summer, almost anywhere. I love the city when it's completely deserted in the early morning light. One of my favourite places to be at that time is the all-night bagel shop on Brick Lane. I love queuing on the pavement outside for a salmon and cream cheese bagel in the early morning, because then it means I must have been out all night doing something fun or interesting. But in winter, the best place to be at dawn is in bed, definitely.
What would be a good thing to do on a scorching hot day?
Getting a boat on the Serpentine or in Battersea Park is one of my favourite things. And another of my favourite places, the London Aquarium, is somewhere where you can escape from the heat into a world of water and air conditioning.
What's a good thing to do which is absolutely free?
Walking in the parks. London's parks deserve their fame. I love walking in Hyde Park. It always reminds me of my childhood. I have memories of feeding the squirrels there.
What do you think is the most romantic place in London?
In Kensington, Knightsbridge and Chelsea, residential squares have enclosed gardens. They're magical places at any time of day, like secret gardens. But at night you can often hear nightingales singing. They're the only birds that sing at night. It's very romantic.